This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Continuing our journey in learning what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And my goal and your goal is to learn these, inshallah, practice them. So I will qualify and gain the love of Allah. It is not surprising that we all love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how can we not love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with everything He gave us, with everything He showered us, with everything He promised us? And the wonder is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love me or you from among all the billions of people. So I need to do things that will help me to be of those special people. And He subhanahu made it easy by teaching us the things He loved, and we went through many qualities. Allah yuhibbu at-tawabin, those who repent. Allah yuhib the one who are generous. Allah loves those who will repent to Him. Allah loves those who will live with His conscience. Many things. Today, character is a little bit different, subhanAllah, because it applies to everyone and is not an act of worship only. And the hadith goes like this, and I'm sure many of you are familiar with this hadith. And the hadith says like this, and this is narrated by Sayyida Aisha in Al-Tabarani. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ. Indeed, verily, Allah loves. إِذَا عَمِلَ أَحَدَكُمْ عَمَلًا. When any of you do an act, anything, أَيُّتْقِنَهُ. To do this thing or that thing to perfection. Allah yuhib, so Allah loves, meaning I want to learn the next, so I gain the love of Allah. إِذَا عَمِلَ أَحَدَكُمْ عَمْلًا. When any of you do anything, any deed, an act of worship or an act, ordinary act, عَمَل, and specifically the عَمَل, the act here, is a profession. That in general, the word عَمَل is a profession that we gain our livelihood from. Or a profession if the mother is in the house taking care of her children. Or any act we are doing. Allah loves when we are doing it. And this is our daily life. We don't have to change. This is my daily life. And how many things in the day I do. He loves me and you. When you do an act, do it to perfection. And what is itqan? Perfection to the best of your ability. To the best of your ability. And of course we are different. Some are perfect and they can do very good things, and some may be able to do less. But at least my intention and my effort, I'm putting everything I can to make this perfect. Interestingly, is this hadith, where did Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said it? Which is really tells me and you and teaches us how important this act. In fact, this hadith was said from Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam when he was in a funeral. They were actually preparing the grave. And as they were building the grave, preparing it, and they put one next to the other, one block next to the other, and then they put person, the deceased, is already in the grave, and they cover it, put like a block next to block, and then they put dust on top. As they were putting a block next to block, there was a space, a gap in between. And he said, hold on. Make it one next to the other, perfect. And then he recited this hadith. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبْ إِذَا عَمَلَ أَحَدُكُمْ عَمْلًا أَيُّتْقِنَهُ. Allah loves when any one of you do an act to do it to perfection. You wonder what effect this will have. I mean, the person is already dead. He's already in the grave. It's not going to add anything to him. And then they're going to cover it with dust. And it's going to be leveled with the earth. What is the big deal? SubhanAllah. But not in Islam. Perfection. In everything I can do. In everything I can do. In my house. With my children. As a student. As a teacher. As my profession. To perfection. To the best of my ability. And I always say to myself, and we always say this to our children, you can do better. I remind myself, I can do better. Having said that, My intention has to be not to impress anyone. Then it is not for Allah. And then Allah does not love anything that is not purely for Him. As he said in a hadith, أنا أغنى الشركاء يعني الشرك. I am the most rich or unneed of any partners. So when I do my best to do things to perfection, on time, to the best of my ability, and my intention is for Allah only, whether people praised me or they did not, I am not looking for that. I want Him to reward me. So the best way to practice this hadith, so we will learn it much better, is when we are alone. When I'm doing something alone, whether it's in the kitchen, whether it's in the house, whether it's in the garage, whether it's in the yard, whether it's in my work, and I am alone, no one is seeing me. As I am doing it, I keep reminding myself, Allah loves to see me doing this act to perfection. Subhanallah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبْ إِذَا عَمِلَ أَحَدَكُمْ عَمْلَ أَيُّتْقِنَ. Allah loves when we do an act and a deed to do it to perfection, let alone the deeds of worship. Our salah, our siyam, our fasting, our prayer, even our charity. Sayyida Aisha, when she used to give charity, she used to perfume it, perfume the coin. And when people are asking her, you are giving it to a poor person, she said, I'm giving it to Allah. I give it to the best in the best way. Let us all, inshallah, try to do the things the best because it pleases Allah, not for any other reason. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.